Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 17 of the Bob Bloom Show, PHP Developer's Guide to PHP Service and Serverless, Part 1, Mod PHP and PHP FPM. Today is Thursday, February 1st, 2024. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP, published on the first of the month. My main focus is pairing PHP with serverless platforms. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at bobbloomshow.com, episode 17. Before I get into servers, a brief follow-up on last month's episode about PHP user groups. After publishing that episode, I planned on emailing some people about it and going on Discord to let some people there know that I had published it. Instead, I told no one. I seriously considered unpublishing it. I thought in retrospect, here is a topic, and the way I presented it, that is only going to bring me grief. I felt that in some fundamental way, I broke my own commandment of doing these podcasts. Criticize technology, but never people. And when criticizing, keep it technical. Very, very technical. The groups are all about people. And in the end, it is the people that make the groups happen. So any criticism that I have about the groups is rooted in criticizing people, whether in a general way or maybe in a specific way. There's no way around it. It's about people. No two ways about it. Critiquing is about people. My misgivings about after publishing is an indicator for me that I made a mistake. I am sure to leave this episode up, but it will have to be like what the license plates here in Ontario say, yours to discover. I will leave the subject by saying what I said at the end of our meetup at Microsoft last week and what I said in my summary video of that meetup and adding to it a bit. To the PHP developers who attend our local PHP meetups, to you who show up, to you who introduce yourselves, who ask questions, you are extremely important to the meetups. A special thank you to you for coming out. We are very fortunate to have PHP developers come out to our local meetups and take part in very engaging meetups. Last month, I tried out an AI-based editor for podcasting for the first time. It created a very scary accurate transcription. There's a feature that removes long pauses, which worked out very well because my podcasts are rife with pauses in the middle of sentences. Then it allowed me to edit that transcription. Then it regenerated my audio with my transcription edits. That it was able to recreate my voice disturbs me. My speaking style is a bit dissonant, which is a nice way of saying that my speaking hurts the ear, my pitch, my lack of tonal resonance, but mostly my talent for pausing at just the wrong time, ruining the natural rhythm of a sentence. Playing back my AI-assisted edited podcast, I thought, well, I don't even need to record my audio anymore. I suppose I could just upload my draft and my voice could be generated. I've been rethinking that I should retain my halting pauses and unrhythmic cadences as an act of authenticity. For whatever reason, the sound quality was not significantly enhanced by the AI offering. And really, that's what I was actually after. So I'm going back to my old ways with recording my podcast, doing my post-production, and continually trying to improve my real-time recording skills. This is the first of a series of episodes that take a good hard look at PHP servers and serverless. It is much, if not more, about understanding the issues as learning about individual products and projects. This is a commentary podcast show devoted to PHP. This series is very much a look at servers and serverless from a first-person point of view and from a shameless PHP point of view. This series is also a real-time chronicling of my journey into PHP servers and serverless, which for this episode has caused me problems. Because I'm not familiar with servers, beyond what I would politely call a working knowledge, I wanted to go back in time to look at mod PHP, a PHP FPM I have not ever, taking a really good look at these. And then in this episode, just wanted to convey what I had found. It sure seemed like a straightforward exercise to sit down and finally focus on these two stalwarts. But it turned out not to be so straightforward because, in looking at them, in a way for the very first time, I have come to understand what a fool I have been. My premise for this series is that I have never been, am not, and never shall be a server guy. Servers have never been my cup of tea. Servers were never my cup of tea. I'm a programmer person, a database person. I take servers for granted. I did not want to get into servers. So I pretended that PHP's association with servers is inconsequential. That I really did not have to worry about servers. I would just chuck up mod PHP and PHP FVM as part of servers. So why worry? It did not cross my mind all these years that servers and PHP have a closer association than I ever imagined, and that I should muster up the interest in servers. I took servers for granted. Whatever I needed to know, I just picked up over time. Oh, frankly, it did not cross my mind all these years because I did not want it to cross my mind. I did not want to get into servers, so I did not get into servers. I also thought that, well, I had the luxury that servers could be taken for granted. Developers develop. DevOps sweat the server stuff. And the twain shall never meet, right? Wrong. By not wanting to get into servers, well, that got me stuck in time. I did not notice the growing crescendo of server issues over the years. The trend. I did not take an interest in the growth of serverless. If I had opened my mind to what was going on, instead of folding my arms proclaiming that I'm not a server guy, well, I would have done this exercise a long time ago. I got into servers by way of serverless, ironically, specifically Lambda. I had a dream that I could deploy a small little piece of my code somewhere without having to set up the physical production environment and without having to touch my domain settings. I eventually made my way to Lambda and inexorably to Bref. What was perhaps my single most infuriatingly frustrating journey into any Amazon service, I had to get my Hello World PHP Lambda to work. And even though it was very much on the wrong side of midnight, and I was mostly relieved that it worked rather than elated, I was amazed that my dream found expression. Funny enough, I then discovered PHP application servers by way of serverless. Perhaps more precisely put, I opened my eyes to what I had been ignoring. The intensity of the server issues shocks me. I had assumed for so long that servers being a billion, multi-billion, multi-hundred-billion-dollar industry, with the biggest of the big tech firms doing servers, that PHP issues with servers would be amply addressed. I was not paying attention to servers. I did not want to pay attention to servers. And as a result, I harbored blithe shibboleths. The number of free and open source PHP application servers shocked me. But the newness of FrankenPHP really caught me off guard. Its first commit, FrankenPHP's first commit, was September 2021. I take it as an indication of the ongoing intensity of the issues PHP developers still encounter. Now, maybe I should really be taking this as an indication of the varied responses to server issues that are manifesting, but no, I'm not interpreting its newness like this, because I personally need a final jolt to overcome my bias to stay out of servers. My original title for this series was A Hater's Guide to PHP Servers and PHP Serverless. A PHP developer should not have to understand servers beyond a working knowledge necessary to run PHP. Anything that is about installing, configuring, running, and maintaining the server is a set of bounds. While in researching this episode, I realize how misplaced this notion is. PHP always had a close association with servers. And right now, PHP server issues are as intense as ever. According to PHP.net, the first incarnation of PHP was in 1994, 3 decades ago. Yes, I think in the 30 years of PHP, we are right now experiencing the most intense issues with servers. So I dropped my original title for the series because it does not fit. For someone who prides himself on keeping up with the PHP trends, on this I am only now catching up. I am at such a loss understanding PHP, application servers, their lexicon, everything, that I decided to go back in time and start at the beginning. Perhaps only then I can begin to grasp PHP servers today. For this episode, I took a look at ModPHP and at PHP FPM, something I should have done a while ago. Now, I understand ModPHP is an Apache module that lets Apache talk to PHP. I understand PHP FPM is someone's answer to their frustrations with ModPHP, so replaces ModPHP. Hey, I did not know that PHP maintains both of them. Both are in PHP's GitHub source repository. Yes, ModPHP uses Apache's user and permissions. ModPHP configures PHP once, parses PHP INI once upon initialization. During my reading about it, I didn't quite grasp specifically what actually executed the PHP code. It seemed that ModPHP and PHP FPM actually executed the PHP code, but I was not satisfied with what I was reading. So I did something I didn't really want to do. I went to the PHP source repo on GitHub, and I looked at the source code. And looking at that source code reminded me why I avoided the server aspect for so long. And, by the way, why I avoided internals so long, PHP internals. PHP is coded in C. I do not understand what is going on. I really don't want to understand C anyways. But reading other people's description of ModPHP and PHP FPM was not addressing whatever I was bothered about. I figured, well, I had nothing to lose by looking at the code, and I was rewarded. By the way, the descriptions, the comments in the source code are fabulous. I started with PHP FPM, which is in the SAPI/FPM/FPM folder. I looked at fpm.main.c. This file has 2,011 lines of code. On line 1,937 is the PHP underscore execute underscore script, PHP execute script function. ModPHP is in the SAPI, Apache 2 handler slash folder. Again, ModPHP is in the /SAPI/Apache2Handler folder. Looked at the SAPI_Apache2.c file. This file has 776 lines of code. On line 721 is PHP_execute_script, PHP execute script function. Also on line 723 is end_execute_scripts. I was curious about a CLI, even though I wasn't going to look at it. But I was curious, where does that have the same functions in there? Because there's no web server with CLI. I looked at /SAPI/CLI/PHP_CLI.c. I looked at the PHP_CLI.c file. There are 1,378 lines of code. On lines 966 and 1,032 is PHP execute script. So PHP execute script is in all three files. So ModPHP does not itself inherently execute PHP code, nor does PHP FPM, nor does CLI. Now, this distinction has to seem rather trivial, because of course they are executing the code, but to me they're calling something that executes the call. They're calling the interpreter that actually executes the call. This is a distinction I have to make because I'm looking at it in retrospect, not to understand it for its own sake, but to understand the server issues today. And a word that I see a lot today, both with servers and with serverless, is worker. Its definition, I have found, is mostly implied. Its precise definition seems relative to its context. It was important to me to see what executes PHP code in ModPHP, PHP FVM, and the CLI, because I sense that this will help me understand today's PHP application servers and PHP serverless. And a catalyst of this line of thinking is the reInvent 2022 session, A Closer Look at AWS Lambda. This video is available on YouTube. At 12 minutes and 26 seconds, he says this. If you want to think about it, the worker is the server in serverless. I have held the general notion since listening to this that the common thing in servers and serverless is something called worker. And I have had selective perception about that word ever since. And I have taken this very specific thing to the general and conceptually disassociate worker with servers and serverless. It's a common thread. It really appeals to me. Well, in so doing, I got concerned about where exactly, for whatever reason, where exactly the execution of PHP code actually happens. I think this is going to be relevant later. Thank you for listening to this 17th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, PHP Developer's Guide to PHP Servers and Serverless, Part 1, Mod PHP and PHP FPM. The next episode is scheduled for March 1st, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.